You're listening to Firefox News Online on blogtalkradio.com. Here now are today's headlines. I'm George Sinzer, and you're listening to Firefox News Online podcast of the headlines for today, March the 28th, 2016. Alaska volcano erupts, sending ash 20,000 feet into the air. Georgia governor vetoes religious liberty bill amid boycott threats. Feds reportedly eye interview with Clinton, reach out to aides in email probe. New York City to ban smokeless tobacco at New York baseball parks. Donald Trump threatens a lawsuit over lost Louisiana delegates. Facebook safety check glitch sent out misdirected notifications following Pakistan blast. Here are a couple of feature audio clips. The first being Secretary of State John Kerry, who is saying that the rhetoric by the presidential candidates in the Republican Party is an embarrassment to the United States. The rhetoric regarding Muslims is what he's talking about.
Everywhere I go, every leader I meet, they ask about what is happening in America. They cannot believe it. I think it is fair to say that they're shocked. They don't know where it's taking the United States of America. It upsets people's sense of equilibrium about our steadiness, about our reliability. To some degree, I must say to you, some of the questions, the way they're posed to me, it's clear to me that what's happening is an embarrassment to our country.
Our second audio clip for today has to do with an anchor apparently posting a racist rant on Facebook that goes viral. Take a listen.
Social media can be a useful tool to connect with people, but it can also result in negativity and slurs. One group in Brazil is trying to fight back by publicizing racist messages posted on Facebook and other platforms. Virtual Racism, Real Consequences is the name of the campaign which places these prejudiced comments on large billboards near the homes of where the posters live, locations which are identified through geotags. Even though the writers' names and faces are blurred, the hope is that the images of these comments will make people aware that there can be repercussions to their online actions. The project is being spearheaded by an organization called Crioula, which works on behalf of black women. The idea for this campaign came about when a well-known TV weather reporter who is black was inundated with racist comments on Brazil's National Day to combat racial discrimination.
And that'll do it for today's headlines for Monday, March the 28th. 2016. I'm George Sinzer. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check back with us on blogtalkradio.com/firefoxnews-online this week for the next day's headlines. Thank you for tuning in to today's headlines here on Firefox News Online. Your comments are welcome. Write to comments@firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. That's comments@firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. Use the hashtag FFNOP, that's #FFNOP, to trend this all over the world on the internet. Firefox News Online is a production of Firefox News Online Productions. Any rebroadcast, transcript, either in whole or in part, without the express written permission of Firefox News Online Productions and its owner, that's me, George Sinzer, is expressly forbidden. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening. There will be more headlines in podcast tomorrow night.